I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all
everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a really fascinating show for you this evening. As billed, we're going to be talking about the theory of prime radiant, which is a concept that our scientists are on the verge of discovering. And how would we know about it at ET Yoga? Well, you guessed it, through Bashar, extraterrestrial Bashar. And also, we'll be doing an extraterrestrial meditation on the show this evening, so if you're sort of getting settled listening to the show tonight, probably in the next 10 minutes or so, we'll be asking the production guys to put on the tape. But before we do that, I'd like to give some background about the extraterrestrial meditation and also the concept of prime radiant. Now, about a year ago, we did a show about all the fascinating things that people have never heard about that have been discovered. And it truly is an amazing list of accomplishments that have been discovered on the planet. And we mentioned the concept of prime radiant. And at that time, you could not punch up the word on the internet and get any response because it wasn't in existence at that time. And this theory comes from the Esasani, from Bashar's civilization. And the basic concept is that everything is one particle. Now, we're using the word particle loosely here because we know that for those who are involved in quantum physics, that really there's a fluctuation between a wave and a particle. But for the sake of explanation, we're going to talk about everything as one particle. And the concept basically is that this one particle, it moves at infinite speed. It's massless, and therefore it has no gravity. And it basically breaks no rules of physics because it's a massless particle that travels at infinite speed. And the concept is that when it crosses itself, it reinforces itself in ways that creates density and thus different dimensions. And this whole concept, I think, is best seen or imagined in your mind as the following. If you can imagine a blank slate with a black background, and in, let's say, the left side of this black background, you can imagine a round crystal ball and light it up with a light, so that all you see then would be a light which would represent this one particle. And then imagine another crystal ball over to the right side of your blank screen. And because this particle can move at infinite speed, obviously it could move over to the other crystal ball. And imagine it moving over there and lighting up, so that now we would say that the particle is over here in the other crystal ball. And now we'll move it back to the original position. And thus, in your imagination, imagine turning it off and on, like kind of like a light bulb, back and forth between the two crystals. Now, if you can imagine in your mind increasing the speed that you're going back and forth, 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 to the point where you increase the speed to the point where you can't even say it that fast, what you'll come to is a point at which you increase the speed fast enough so that the particle will appear to be in both places at the same time, or in other words, both light bulbs will be lit up at the same time. And if you'd like a more of a visual demonstration of this exact concept, you can now go on your internet to Bashar's Lab. That's B-A-S-H-A-R-S Lab, L-A-B. And you can see a physical demonstration of this. And what you can appreciate is that the particle appears to be in two places at once. And in point of fact, because it has infinite speed, it could be in an infinite number of places at once. So the concept then is that everything is made of one thing. And it all appears to be different and appears to have different timelines and dimensions based on your perspective of the one. And I once heard Bashar actually explain this concept to a quantum physicist, and when he got it, his reaction was, wow. And according to Bashar, once you get it, that is the only reaction you can have. So, again, a first on ET Yoga for bringing to you this concept of prime radiant, which I don't believe has been brought up anywhere else in broadcasting. And coincidentally, it totally ties into the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. Now, the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation was actually developed as part of a workshop for channeling, because it's a tool for expanding your consciousness. And Bashar calls it a doozy. And I've been involved with many different types of meditation throughout the decades, both with yantras and mantras and candle flames and crop circles and all kinds of different techniques for meditation. And I guess from time to time, for all of us, each is the most powerful in its own way at the time we're using it. But as a general concept or comment, I personally find this XYZ extraterrestrial meditation certainly among the most powerful techniques that I've ever had the pleasure to deal with, and I hope that our listening audience tonight will have a similar take on it after doing the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. Now, it's really designed, as I said, as a conscious expansion technique. And it also, as you'll see after we do the actual meditation, which only takes about 7 minutes, and when we do this, you'll see the connection to prime radiant, because it's almost an actual physical experience of this concept. And so now what I'd like to do is ask the boys in the production booth if they would be so kind as to locate the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation and play that for us now. XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably, or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity. And it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 and out the front, and out the back, and out the front, and out the back, and out the front, and back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, and let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity, and back out the right side all the way to infinity, and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side, and back out the right side, and side to side, and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea, and then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety
line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse, you are connected from every direction, and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
Hariom, everybody, and I sure hope that you enjoyed that experience of the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. And for those of you who would be interested in having your own copy of that, you can go to the MaxwellGreenSite.com. That's Maxwell as in Maxwell House Coffee, Green as in the color, site.com. And on that site, you will see some of the archive shows from ET Yoga. And one of those will say the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. And on that tape is also included some other very interesting techniques, such as the Sri Ramana Maharshi Who Am I technique, a Merkaba technique, and of course the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. And continuing along this line of scientific information or hypothesis, I find another fascinating concept comes from the David Wilcock Divine Cosmos site when he basically poses the question, has the pineal gland ever been back-engineered? And or has there ever been a technology that represents the pineal gland? And in his opinion, in the movie Contact, there was such a device. And also in his opinion, this has been back-engineered in 3D reality. And actually a couple of rumored recovered extraterrestrial items have been confirmed with Dan Burrish. And Dan Burrish has been interviewed on Project Camelot. And he says he's had actually experience with two such items, one called the Cube. And apparently the Cube basically acts as creating a vortex in front of a spacecraft. And when the pilot is in a chair, it acts as an interface with this vortex and your consciousness. And that through the process of meditation, that the pilot then focuses on where he wishes the craft to go, and that's where it goes. And this also has to do with some timeline experiences that are claimed to have happened. And there's a concept known as the bump that apparently some of these people have experienced around the year 2012, where they have this huge spiritual experience. And also interesting to note is the other one, which was called Looking Glass, which deals with probable future realities or timelines. And the basic concept here is that there appears to be, according to Dan Burrish, interlacing sets of images as we're approaching the year 2012. So what this really does to me, it confirms Bashar's theory that, in fact, there will be different timelines experienced by different people around that time of 2012. And according to Dan Burrish, certain aspects of government have spent a lot of time actually trying to separate these interlacing sets of images, and what they come up with are these variants or timeline alternative sequences. And the interesting thing that Dan Burrish indicated was that when he was apparently dealing with one of these looking glass objects, he was thinking about an Armageddon scenario, and when he was looking in the looking glass, that's exactly what the future projection was. And the connection here is that the expectation of the viewer affects the timeline that to be experienced. And I think this goes back to another one of those scientific principles that we've all been taught, that the actual person doing the experiment in quantum physics actually affects and determines the outcome of the experience and the experiment based on their expectation. And the reason that I'm connecting with that this evening is because of this whole concept of positive expectation. And to me, this is a very, very key concept in today's age, because clearly meaning has such a powerful influence on the reality that we will experience. And to quote from Bashar, he said, there are an infinite number of probable Earths, and every single possible scenario will play out, and more precisely, is playing out now, since all time is actually simultaneous. However, whatever each individual's vibratory frequency is, that is the determining factor for what probable future reality Earth they will experience. And I think this is another new concept for us living in these times, and that is that everyone may not be experiencing the same timeline, especially as we approach the year 2012. Now, in support of some of those theories, which obviously the Dan Burrish and the David Wilcock material has not been proven, but here's a couple of scientists that I think would be considered more in the layman's terminology, provable events or experiments. Now, Greg Braden, he states that the Earth is passing through the photon belt, and that actually all of the solar system that we're involved with is actually going through global warming, and amazing, amazing changes are happening in every sector of the solar system, and that in addition, the Earth's rotation is slowing. And at the same time, there's an increase in the resonant frequency of the Earth, which is called the Schumann resistance. And it used to be at 7.8, but they're saying now that the frequency is somewhat over 11 as we speak. And so I would challenge the listeners to search on the internet to find out what information you can find about the frequency of the Earth at the moment. And in his opinion, there's a possibility that if this slowing of the rotation continues, that if the Earth stops its rotation, when the resonant frequency reaches 13 cycles, will be at a zero-point magnetic field. And in his opinion, the Earth would stop, and then in 2 or 3 days, it would start spinning in the opposite direction and produce a reversal in the magnetic fields around the Earth. Now, another scientist, and this is Valery Yuvarov, and he's works for the department of the Russian government, actually, in the Department of UFO Research, Paleosciences, and part of the National Security Academy of Russia. And he has actually also interviewed at Project Camelot. And in his information, he basically gives a visualization sort of that the magnetic poles of the Earth actually look like an hourglass. And if you can imagine that these, the top and the bottom part of the hourglass actually, you know, fluctuate so that they're thinner or a little wider at varying times. And what he's saying is that, according to the Russian research, the bottom part of the hourglass is expanding. And by the year 2012, it will expand all the way to the top of the globe. And this will push the magnetic pole to the very top of the Earth, and in his words, create a stargate. And if you connect this information with some of the Dan Burst information, and you appreciate that we are going to be experiencing, or we already have the experience of interlacing images, creating different timelines, then I think you can start to appreciate how this also connects with Bashar information, that some of us will be experiencing different timelines than others. And certainly your positive expectation will draw you to a more positive timeline. So I think this is really a critical point, and leads us into another one of the discoveries from Valery Yuvarov, and that he has actually done quite a bit of research with respect to a lot of the ancient and current time yogis and masters, and done quite a bit of study on internal time clocks. And one of the positive things about meditation and spirituality is drawing energy in from other dimensions. And, of course, his research has also indicated that this does have an impact on internal time clocks. And he's also saying that as we approach the year 2012, that this change in the magnetic structure of the Earth will critically affect human health. And he's been working on positive ways to have an impact on assisting people through this sort of what he calls a difficult transition. And much of his work has been actually dealing with pyramids and pyramid power and crystals. And I know we don't hear about this so much in Western civilization, but they've actually constructed several pyramids in Russia. And amazing research has come from this, even including increasing seed production by seeds being inside pyramids up to 300% to 400% in yield. And the amazing positive effects that pyramids have on the human consciousness and their DNA, and thus their human potential. And one of the things that he says about as we approach the year 2012 is that people's health, if they're it's already in a sort of a problem situation, it'll become worse. And this, I guess, he correlates this specifically in the area of cancers, because when people's internal time clocks are thrown off, then this is one of the contributing factors to an increase. And I know the World Health Organization actually has put out some statistics recently that state that by the year 2010, that cancer would be the number one cause of death on the planet. Now, interesting to note in terms of statistics, in North America, the in 1987, I believe the cancer rate was 1 in 25, and now it's 1 in 2. And I believe the most recent statistics for Europe are 1 in 5. And why do I think it's better in Europe? Not having done the research, but my gut feeling is it's primarily because of slightly better food. North America has been totally, well, not totally, about 70% of the food there now is biogenetic. It's been introduced into the food chain really to an unknowing public. And as far as I know, in Europe, there was a big stink about this about 10 years ago, and they keep coming back with it all the time, trying to backdoor growing certain types of genetic crops. But so far, the European Union has, or the people have managed to keep it from becoming a fact. And I know, too, that in countries, like, for example, like in Romania, they, you know, for the most part, they don't use pesticides and chemicals on the food. So I think the food situation typically is better in Europe. However, one of the, outcomes of all the research that the Russians are doing connects with a product that we've been pushing for a long time on ET Yoga, and that's called Egyptian Healing Rods. And Yuvra would call these the Wands of Horus. And basically, the Egyptian Healing Rods, may have other benefits as well, but the main thing that I'm interested in is that it happens to balance your inner clocks. It also stimulates the immune system, and it also activates your higher chakras. And I first came across these through Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra. And she apparently had a fairly large tumor that in about a six-month period of using quartz rods number 3 was able to eliminate her large tumor. So the Egyptian healing rods have been, really known as healing certain types of conditions. But not many people have really thought of them as being a preventive technique. And I'd like to, make that point that the Egyptian healing rods, I've used them for years, and I think they're one of the most fantastic tools that are out there. With respect to, because you only need to, you basically hold them for 15 minutes a day, and they do their work. And you can get more information about Egyptian healing rods at www.egyptianhealingrods.com. And they used to be about $300 for the set, and it's an amazing, amazing product. And in fact, some of the old pictures of Egyptians, they used to think that the Egyptians were holding scrolls in their hands. And in point of fact, they weren't holding scrolls, they were holding these Egyptian healing rods. And they were only really available to the elite back in Egypt, and because they knew of the powers. And clearly in this day and age where we're approaching the year 2012 and magnetics are changing and internal clocks are changing, and we can actually see the increase in some of these health issues that are, accelerating, that I think that it's really an excellent, excellent idea to get a hold of a pair of Egyptian healing rods. And since we're talking about health issues, and I know that we've also, over the last couple shows, we've been picked up by Glastonbury Radio over there in the UK, I think it seems like an appropriate time to sort of comment on some of the key concepts that we've talked about on ET Yoga concerning health. And certainly maximizing the immune system is highly, highly important in this particular area. And in conjunction with that, we've always recommended the Egyptian healing rods because I don't know of an easier, more efficient way to achieve these results. And like most things, there's always more than one way to skin a cat, and no doubt there are other ways to achieve the same ends, but in terms of the most current research, and I highly suggest that you see it's about a 1.5-hour interview of Valerie Yuvarov on Project Camelot. A very, very fascinating show, and touches upon a lot of Egyptian knowledge, too, that he's uncovered. And certainly an amazing source of information, and coming from an official government agency, which I guess to my mind is quite amazing in itself. Now, when we talk about health issues, I guess the best place to start would be Bashar's concepts of the foundations of health. And, you know, from talking to many people about these concepts, you know, none of the basic foundations are actually really new. But the problem with most people in North America is due to their schedules and due to them not making some of these things a priority, most people don't do them. And one of them is having a proper oxygenation of the system. And, of course, with the air quality really getting worse all the time, the suggestion here is to do the yogic breathing exercises or the pranayams. And, by the way, if you're looking for a place, you know, you don't want to pay to go to yoga classes, or, you know, you're looking to know or learn the techniques of pranayams, on my e-books, they're at maxwellgreenside.com. There are actually two e-books there, and you get them both for the same price. The pranayams, as taught by Sri Swami Satchitananda, are actually on one of the e-books, so you can find that information there. Water is obviously the next prerequisite, and according to Bashar, when you experience thirst, that's not really the best, because that's when, like a battery, you're almost out of juice. And certainly pure water is an important factor. And I think more and more people are becoming aware that fluoride in water is not good. It's not good for any human or animal organism that we know of. And it's also detrimental to your DNA. And exercise clearly is another important foundational aspect of health, as well as the elimination of stress. So as much as you can, you try to eliminate the stress in your life. And the next one is the lightening of the diet. And that's kind of a polite way to say get off the red meats. And I guess it's turning out that, you know, even some of the white meats, with the chicken and poultry issues that have come about, and maybe those aren't the best idea either. Well, I certainly wouldn't recommend them. But certainly taking a real hard look at diet, and as well, probably the one that people never did, at least, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, even when people were really into, you know, even organic foods, but you never really heard about people doing a thorough detoxification. And I'd like to spend a moment amplifying some concepts about the whole concept of detoxification. Now, according to Bashar and according to Dr. Schultz, who runs the American Botanical Pharmacy in California, and an excellent source of getting the materials to do a thorough detoxification. And the premise being that through about 20 years when Dr. Schultz was running open clinics, he used to have people come in, and when they came in with their problems, he initially started off not dealing with their problems. He would start them off with his detox programs. And after a month, they come back, and when they come back, he says that 85% of their problems disappeared. In fact, they forgot why they came in the first place. And Bashar confirms this statistic, that about 85 to 90% of all physical issues disappear when the body is thoroughly detoxed, provided with proper nutrients. Now, what's the scientific premise for this? Well, our world is so full of toxins, both in the air, both in the water, and in the food we eat, that our bodies become overwhelmed with toxicity. And to the point at which these toxins lodge in our cells in a way that virtually makes the immune system immobile. And Bashar says that about 99.99% of all disease in the human body can be cured by the human body itself if it was functioning properly. And when you connect this idea with proper nutrients, the American Botanical Pharmacy also sells a product called Superfood. And personally, I always have some Superfood on hand. And for those who are a little bit overweight and looking to drop a few pounds, it's a great way to lose some weight as well, because a couple of large tablespoons of Superfood with a banana and some apple juice, and you're good for the day. You're going to get all the vitamins, minerals, supplements that you the human body requires. So I guess to expand that idea across the whole range of health spectrum, I mean, wouldn't it be amazing if everyone did a thorough detoxifications once a year and was eating the proper nutrients? I mean, gee, 85% of the problems of North America in the health area, that probably would make a big dent in the health costs. Although it probably also put a big dent in the pharmaceutical companies and medical profession making profits too. However, point being is that, word to the wise, is that thorough detoxification has a huge, huge impact on your health. And in a most, most positive way. And I've been doing those products for, using those products for quite some time. And I don't mind telling you that when I first heard about this whole idea of detoxing, it wasn't very appealing to me. The visions I had in my mind were like rubber hoses going in places where I didn't want them. And there's none of that. It's basic. I just love doing them now because there's herbal teas, detox teas that come with the detox kit. And almost every physician will tell you that the source of a lot of the cancers that come about is because the liver gets overloaded, and it's the primary organ of detoxing and purifying the human body. And a good place to start, according to both Bashar and Dr. Schultz, is to start with the bowel movement, the colon cleanse. And then you do the liver and the gallbladder and the kidney. And they even have a prostate cleanse as well as a brain cleanse. And I do them all, and they're great. It's fun to do. In fact, it's actually a five-day program for each of the major areas. And you start off on the first day doing certain types of flushes. You eat just organic food. And then in the middle of the five-day cycle are 3 days of juice fasting. And it's an amazing process. You feel great after, and you know that you're doing the best you can. It's kind of, I view it sort of now like car maintenance. You know, you're not going to let your car go for years without changing the oil. But we let our system, our human body, go for years being totally overloaded with toxicities. And the benefits here are just huge. In fact, Dr. Schultz is saying that one of the reasons they start with the colon is that the average North American actually only goes to the toilet like apparently once a week, which to me is just amazing. And some people even once every 2 weeks. And if you're in that situation, then you know that things are not good. Like you should be going at least every day, if not maybe a couple times a day. So this whole area, although, you know, it's kind of a maintenance. It's very, very important and a part of the foundational basics of good health. I might also state that Dr. Schultz just this month came out with a new product called Protect. And I'd highly recommend people check that out as well, because he's basically diagnosed or analyzed that heart disease and cancer were the two biggest killers in North America. And he's devised a product that basically protects you from those two killers. And considering they, I have not tried this product yet, and but have read about it, and I think it appears to be an excellent, excellent way to attack the situation. And in conjunction to the basics of health, as I said, most people, you know, they understand that they need to drink pure water, they need to exercise, they need to, you know, do pranayams or yogic breathing, that they should lighten up the diet, eliminate stress, and do the detoxing. But who does them all? And that's my question. I kind of went around and did a survey with them, with my friends, and kind of finding, okay, how many things on this list did you actually do? And the fact of the matter is, this is the type of thing that we should be teaching our kids when they're, you know, learning about health and what is a good foundation of health. And there's also been some other amazing discoveries going on. We brought up a couple of weeks ago about the Miracle Mineral Supplement. That's Jim Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. And that's also, he has an interview also that's on the Project Camelot site. And this is for an amazing, amazing product that started off curing malaria in about 4 hours, and it's now spilled over, and Jim Humble claims this is the new cancer cure. And it's very reasonable in price. I think it's like $20 or $25 for a bottle that would last an individual about a year. So it's not like it's super expensive. And if you know of people that have cancer, sort of take advantage of all the other areas of disease that apparently this miracle mineral supplement cures, I would suggest check out that whole interview of Jim Humble on Project Camelot. It's an amazing story. And, of course, we know that, unfortunately, many cures for cancer have been suppressed over the years, and this one's sort of, you know, gaining at the grassroots level. A lot of people around the world are clued into it, and I guess you don't go down to your family doctor and ask about it, because if you haven't heard, it's a felony for a physician to recommend an alternate cure to cancer. And another amazing, amazing natural product that's out there is Pau D'Arco tea, also called Tahibo tea. And I know at the Atlantean Healing Technology site, Earl B. Hall has proclaimed Pau D'Arco tea as a cancer cure as well, for about 22 different types. And a lot of this research was done at Tokyo University. So if you're interested in following up on Pau D'Arco tea or Tahibo tea, that's another good one to follow up on. And I think, just generally speaking, that we've talked many times about the power of water and Masaru Emoto's discovery of the messages in water and how we can utilize water to our health advantage. And clearly the gist of his discoveries were that water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. So it actually reflects any sort of positive or negative frequencies or vibrations that it comes in contact with. And you can actually go online and look up Emoto, E-M-O-T-T-O, and messages in water. And you can actually see how the molecular structure of water has changed based on either positive or negative vibrations put into the water. And they change from these beautiful crystallized snowflake-like structures into something really kind of ugly and distorted. And one of the techniques that is used with the water, you can play Bach or Mozart music into pure water containers. The most optimum way is to freeze the water and but you don't really have to. And also images as yogic yantras, the crop circles, can all be used as images that water will pick up on the frequencies of those images and those symbols. So clearly there's lots in the area of health that's really important. And, of course, on ET Yoga, we basically take the extraterrestrial perspective and actually quote from Mary, channeled by Gene Hatch, that all disease is caused by the denial of negativity within, holding an erroneous belief system, especially in a suppressed or expressed form, creates an environment of internal discordance on a subconscious level. And over a period of time, denial of the judgment placed upon some aspect of oneself and then suppressed begins to alter the cellular structure of the area of the body where the memory of the event or circumstance is stored. This cellular alteration has been labeled disease. It is really emotional self-judgment. And so in ET Yoga, we try to make the connection between self-empowerment and disease, because the farther that you go in the area of self-empowerment, at one point it crosses over into the ability of healing, healing yourself and theoretically others. And the reason for this is that you're starting to lock into the emotions of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. And those are really the antidotes to developing disease and curing disease. And I guess at this point it would seem logical to connect with some of the fundamental concepts which relate to the complete understanding of self-empowerment. And the first was that the universe was created with unconditional love. And this is the frequency that your higher self is in alignment with. And second, your experience in 3D dimensionality is based on your thoughts, beliefs, and definitions. Your outer reality is a mirror reflection. And the only difference between the mirror in the bathroom is that the outer reality is a holographic three-dimensional mirror. Third, you are 100% responsible for your experience. And responsible doesn't mean you're to blame. It means you have the ability to respond. And because you created it, you have the power to fix it. And blaming and complaining and justification are all create victimhood. And the first step in making that connection into fourth density is to take 100% responsibility for your outer experience. Fourth, that all events are inherently neutral. We place value judgments on external events. Like, external events don't come with built-in meaning. Clearly, the concept that thought creates. The next concept is that negativity is a perception based on a value judgment placed upon a neutral event or circumstance. It is essentially a belief out of which supporting false beliefs spring. The next concept is when you run energy through positive beliefs, which are in alignment with your higher self, the results are the positive emotions of love, joy, excitement, magic, and peace. And when you run energy through negative beliefs, which are not in alignment with your higher self, the results are negative emotions like hate, anger, negative synchronicity, and disharmony. So, some of these ideas, you know, clearly are all tie in with the whole concept of health. Because as you start to learn the ultimate truths of reality and how we function in 3D, and we gain more and more self-empowerment, then clearly we gain more and more ability to create a healthful situation. So, in sort of combining a lot of the ideas from tonight's show, we sort of skipped around a bit. We went from some scientific discovery or theory in prime radiant. I hope you enjoyed the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation, and of course, as I said, you can find that if you're interested in having your own copy at maxwellgreensite.com. There's also some free downloads there, by the way, one specifically on self-empowerment, and one also that's specifically targeted to those people who are in abusive relationships. And we try to connect to some of the new scientific research that's been taking place on the magnetic poles and how the impact of the changing of the magnetics of the Earth will affect health. Try to point people in a positive direction tonight with respect to their expectations concerning 2012 or any event in their outer external reality, and throw a positive spin on outer circumstances as one of the primary responsibilities of the rational mind. And also in terms of the maximizing the immune system, I guess it'd be remiss not to mention that too much television is not really an optimum thing, as it lowers the frequency of the immune system. And the whole idea is to increase the power of the immune system. And so at this point in time, Anita Yoga, I'd like to give my sincere wishes for your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I hope you'll tune in again next week. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.